Intense fear and panic have gripped residents of Bogatanga and its adjoining communities following two gory incidents recorded in the past weeks. Most people are now living in anxiety as people continue to die mysteriously in the municipality. The unfortunate turn of events has provoked security concerns, calling for the intervention of the security agencies to arrest the situation. The first incident was at Tindomogo, where a human head was found in an uncompleted building. Few days after, a lifeless body of a man believed to be in his early 40s was also found floating at Yare Gabisi. Our Upper East regional correspondent Isaac Asari has more.
Narrating the first incident, the Regional Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Thomas Agbenyo, said last Friday the police received anonymous calls indicating that a human head has been found in an uncompleted building. The police crime team then went to the scene and found the head in a fertilizer bag, partially decomposed. Because of the nature of the area, they could not find the rest of the body. Upon thorough search, the police were able to retrieve other parts of the body, including the penis and the scrotum, all concealed in a fertilizer sack, also buried in the room. The next day, other parts of the body, as well as items including an amulet, were found in different rooms. DSP Agbenyo said all the parts were sent to the morgue. Meanwhile, a 45-year-old trader and native of Tongo, Madame Emma Sumbila, who is the owner of the building where the parts were found, has been detained for questioning. She's however denied having anything to do with the horrific incident. Yesterday around 1 p.m., the police was once again invited to witness another gory incident at Yare Gabisi, where a headless body was found floating on the Kola River. The body, which has not yet been identified, was in a black and white smock at the time the police got to the scene. An extensive combing was done after the body had been removed from the river. The police, during the search around the crime scene, came across plywood soaked with blood, an indication that the man was slaughtered on it. A long search for the head of the deceased proved futile. The body has since been deposited at the Bogatanga Hospital morgue while investigations continue. DSP Agbenyo allayed the fears of residents, saying the police are on high alert to provide adequate security. He said the police patrol and surveillance team are working tirelessly to provide 24-hour security and urged the public to relay information leading to the arrest of the culprits. DSP Agbenyo urged the public to exercise personal safety and get back to their homes early.
That was a report filed by our Upper East regional correspondent, Isaac Asari.